Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Greg Warren, Burps, Jim Talk, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Well, Jerry, this time we've really done it. We went and caught the crabs.
That's right, Dino. Pubic enemy number one. Let's tell those girls how we feel.
Strangers in my shorts, I keep on scratching.
Strangers in my shorts, these eggs keep hatching.
With each and every itch, I'm reminded of you.
No wonder those girls were so easy, Dino.
We met at that motel. Down by the ocean.
Now I'm back at home with my Quell lotion.
Trying to forget our little rendezvous. Strangers in my shorts, they're multiplying. Strangers in my shorts, why aren't they dying?
I'm sitting here at home with my little comb. The medicine the doctor gave doesn't work. I'll have to shave.
Every time I look, they make me shudder.
These aren't the kind of crabs you eat with butter.
Life is so unkind with strangers in my shorts.
Here, Jerry, put on some more of this Quell lotion.
I don't know, Dino. It makes my pubes look all greasy.
That's perfectly natural, Pally. They call that a Jerry curl.
Hey, Dino, knock, knock.
Who's there?
No more.
No more who?
No more Mr. Lice Guy. I'm getting tired of these things.
Come on, Jerry, it's time to sing. We've hardly scratched the surface.
Strangers in my shorts. She was enticing.
Strangers in my shorts, and I'm delicing.
I'm praying that someday these damn things go away.
How could I know our romance would lead to critters in my pants?
Hey, it's not so bad.
Not like a shanker.
I think I'll call her up
so you can thank her.
I have grown attached to strangers in my shorts.
Strangers in your briefs.
Whoa, Pally, I don't mean to be crabby, but I'm not taking this too well. Jerry, call the exterminator.
Yeah, you did some porkin'. Now you gotta call Orkin.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And there's Greg Warren in the Oxford Gold Group Performance Room.
Well, well, well.
Greg, hey!
Hi, guys.
Look at you. Do you play guitar?
No. I tried a couple of weeks and gave it
clarinet,
up.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Clarinet.
Yeah, oh, you should have brought your clarinet in.
No, that's it.
Yeah. Well, your flute.
Well. There's Willie Griswold and... Tom, why don't you tell us how things are right now?
He's putting on a seventh shirt.
What are you doing over there, Miss Ross? What's going on?
It took you 4 minutes to put your shirt on.
Oh, hang on. Cher has a costume change. What are you doing?
You get a little chilly?
I'm getting a little chilly, and as you know, my right arm doesn't work real well, so getting a shirt on is somewhat difficult. But
all right.
I managed to get it on. Thank you.
Are you a righty, if you know what I mean?
Am I a righty?
No, he's not going to ignore.
Or were you? And then you had to switch.
There's no way he's going to.
My arm functions. It just doesn't go above.
What he's
shoulder.
Asking you is which does one it? Do you jerk?
A gentleman doesn't discuss anything about this.
I'm a lefty because I broke this wrist when I was like 14.
And did you break it while cramming? Never mind.
I was pushed in gym class.
Well, you were in love with your fist.
You were pushed in gym class.
That's right. See? The true Warren comes out.
There he is.
He's a bully.
You got a gym class injury?
Oh, yeah.
What'd the guy say before he shoved you?
He said, sit down, Arnold. You're not playing this game.
it was something like that.
We have a letter here. Comedian Greg Warren is sitting in the room known as the Oxford Gold Performance Room. That's where Pat usually sits. And as you have heard, Pat is having surgery. In fact, I think they're starting it right about now.
Prayers to Pat.
We have this nice letter. This is from a young lady, Jackie, listening in Wisconsin.
Jackie!
She says, hope all goes well for Pat. Love your show. By the way, my boyfriend had back surgery a couple years ago. He was sent home with an extra large hot dog tongs.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I know where you're going with this.
to wipe?
He was instructed to wrap toilet paper around them to...
I see. Yeah. So he wouldn't put them up and pull out.
He would just use
them to wipe.
But yeah, apparently,
I don't think there's
there like
any
pincers.
With this surgery, you can't apparently access that area with normal circumstances.
You know, that's a big enchilada that hangs out there that maybe some kids, Willie, don't realize. That's what it's all about, Tom. Who's behind? Will you wipe in the coming years, or who will wipe yours? That's love, kiddo, right there.
Or we'll take the ninth caller.
that's a big enchilada hanging out there.
Well, we'll see.
Fine. You don't want to talk seriously. That's fine.
We'll see how Pat does that. In the meantime, Greg, before we talk to you, coming up in the news, we have a story, a legitimate story, that peanut butter is in the news today. And I know that.
The next thing you know, somebody will come up with some comedy bit about peanut butter. Who the hell cares?
Who would bother?
We'll get to that coming up. But first, we return to the sports page with Chick McGee.
Well, Greg wants to talk hot stove put baseball, is what Greg wants to talk.
Is that right?
Yeah, a lot of contracts out there.
A lot of trades.
I was told in the hallway, I was more a conversation with Greg is more of a, you're assaulted, really. St. Louis boy Max Scherzer, what is it, $40 million a year to go pitch for the Mets?
$43 million a year.
Pitch for the Mets? Come on, Tom. Yeah. How about that, huh?
Wow.
And have you heard, Greg, the baseball people, I'm guessing Rawlings, are admitting that they were two different baseballs last
season.
Well,
the MLB purchased Rawlings, so they're all in it together, but we'll have to see.
Well, Josh's old outfit. Yeah.
Tidy, yeah. You don't see him walking around doing stand-up hunks about baseballs, okay?
He just talks about his junk.
I give the audience what they want.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. I know he has. What is it? What Jimmy Pardo says? I know he's a penis. Why isn't he talking about it? Anyway.
Stupid world record.
An Australian man, eh? Shrimps on the ball, babe.
Yeah, mate.
He's broken the Guinness World Record for the loudest burp by a man.
Is that right?
Can you burp anytime you want to, Willie?
Nope, that didn't work. Did it?
Me either.
Nice.
That was good, Josh.
It's fake. It was on this machine. Yeah.
Warren, can you burp it on demand?
Oh my gosh, that was real.
That was good.
Boy, remember when Ogre in Revenge of the Nerds thinks he has this? He thinks he has the burp contest in the bag.
Oh,
but boy, does Dudley Booger Dawson show him.
It went on for like 7 minutes.
It really goes on for a while, yeah.
Josh, you don't care for that movie, right?
I love Revenge of the Nerds, but there is a glaring problem with it. And that ogre in the first 10 minutes or so murders a boy.
What?
And nobody talks about it.
No one talks about it except for Josh.
He's holding a guy over the second story off the balcony.
Yes.
And, it looks to be sort of like a semi-harmless thing until Ogre sees the nerds walking. And he's so distracted. Nerds! He drops the guy on his head. That kid's dead.
He had to die.
And I met Donald Gibb, who plays Ogre, and I said, that guy died, right? And he goes, oh, yeah. Oh, no.
They killed him. Okay, good to know.
You had no problem with the masked conolingus, the unconsensual
nature. No, that part was hot.
Could we move on?
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
A lot. loudest burp.
I love everything happening right now.
What? The loudest burp?
Yes, Neville Sharp's belt from Australia.
Mm-hmm. That's not the right accent at all. He officially registered 112.4 decibels.
Now, Tom, you're the one with the decibel reader on your phone. How loud is that? Illegal?
It's louder than an average. If you were at a workplace that was averaging 112, you would have to wear ear protection, probably.
Wow!
It's louder than an average electric drill or a trombone.
That's crazy.
Sure why trombone was singled out. The previous record was set 12 years ago, 109.9 decibels. Sharp has been preparing for the attempt for 5 years by perfecting the strength. This is kind of sad. And, yeah. And noise level of his belch. He said, my reason for attempting to break this record was because the world record had been held by an Englishman for over 10 years. Paul Hunn, H-U-N-N, of England at UK, had set the record in 2004. With 104.9 and later broke his own record with that 109.9.
No, we have the record here. We have a recording of it anyway.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, but obviously you're not going to be able to gauge the volume.
Still.
But you'll... Yeah. Here it is.
Whoa!
112.4.
I love it.
I want to hear it again.
Yes, please.
It's almost almost assaults you.
Yeah, it's birth. Really aggressive.
Yeah, you know, the Guinness people couldn't just leave it alone, though. They have to put the stupid music in it.
Of course.
112.4.
Wow. It doesn't sound that loud.
It sounds like it feels so good.
You can't gauge them.
However,
it's also not very long. I mean, Boogers was like 3 minutes.
Well, right. I don't think if you can't do the entire alphabet while you're doing it, why even count?
This is about volume. This isn't about length.
Oh. Yeah.
Please. Christy,
anybody know what kind of soda he drank before he did
That's
it?
What I was going to
I'm going to guess. Boy, what would you guess here?
Mellow Yellow.
Really?
Is that really carbonated?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think it's all carbonated the same. Christy, there is a female division. That record held by Elisa Cagnoni, who recorded 107 decibels at the 13th Annual Hard Rock Beer
She's
Festival.
A lady.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
She's a lady.
But I mean, for the guys that...
turn you on?
Somebody get my smokes.
Oh, yeah.
The guys that do this, I don't think they're going to... This is not a turn-on for the ladies.
No.
Really?
No.
It's nice to know that there are records out there that you're less likely to get laid than David Rush. the sort of thing that he does. I can juggle and go 100 yards. Oh, I want to meet him.
I'd put my grandma and mom up against any female burper.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Well, not your grandma so much.
Well, maybe not anymore.
Yeah. No.
I mean, maybe if we like push down on her.
Oh, you think there's still air in
Jesus.
There? I would have thought that last exhale.
No one likes you. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie!
You think that story's bad? I got suspended at my gym again yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Well, last time I got a 30-day suspension, I was supposed to stare at some woman while she's working out, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, if they don't want you staring, then why put mirrors on every damn wall?
Good point.
Man, that's a profound statement I just made. Mm. I should put that on a sweatshirt or in a fortune cookie or hashtag it up something. Anyway, if she wasn't that into it, then why did it take her 7 minutes and 3 towels to clean off the banana seat on the Thighmaster when she was done?
Oh,
wiping off a mucus trail. But this time, I got suspended this time for going all Steven Seagal's on some dude who put his danglers up in my face.
Danglers?
I swear to God, Josh. I was doing my regular routine, laying on the bench press, fixing the max out.
Uh-huh.
Sudden, my vision basically gets eclipsed by some sweaty dude and a pair of Larry Bird nut huggers. You know, I was like, "What the hell, dude?" He's like, "I'm spotting you, bro." I'm like, "No, I'm spotting you, bro." Now get your shiitake mushroom tip away from my face.
Oh.
You know. I mean, I'm all for hog checking, but not a pork blank range that way. So, right then I flip, and instead of racking the barbell, I rack myself with it.
Oh.
Now my crouch looks like a defeated speed bag. Swear to God. Then I got my revenge, because when I fell floor, my foot rammed the guy in the rear, and I mean rammed, because he ran off with one of my Crocs stuck in his crease. Swear to God. I'm not standing for a year. But the joke's on them, because 2022 is like, what, 4 weeks away. I'll be back at the gym for half the regulars. You run the math, you know, time served. I hope my missing croc shows up in a lost and found. Anyway, I gotta go.
Okay,
good. Thank you very much.
I have a problem. I'm not going to do this next sports story, sports in quotes. I'm going to have Christy do it because I don't think it's sports.
It's a world record, isn't it?
Something of a world record. I couldn't care less about what it is. When you'll hear it, it's not about sports. There's no balls involved.
Are you going to hit the world record thing?
Talking hot stove.
Taylor Swift's 10-minute song, All Too Well, has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Now, wait a second.
This is surprising.
Yeah, Billboard Hot 100's is still a thing. Yeah.
I want to see if you guys can guess. I got it wrong when I was trying to guess what the prior to this, what the longest song to be number one.
This would have been my guess. I know the answer. I can't play.
Yeah, that would have been my guess.
So it doesn't have to be over 10 minutes. Just the longest?
Longest song before.
Prior to this, I thought it would be Light My Fire from the Doors.
Of course
I would have thought American Pie or Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
American Pie.
What about Frampton?
Comes alive.
The Frampton version, I played it when it came out. It was 7 minutes long. They cut it down.
Yeah. It was Don McLean's 8-minute, 37-second long song, American Pie, which topped the charts for 4 weeks in 1972.
Inagata De Vita never made it to number one.
Well, no. Did Alice's Restaurant ever turn?
No. It,
yeah, but it didn't get
not number to, one.
Not to number one. Okay. So, do you want to hear a little bit of Taylor?
Yeah, why not? No, I don't know.
Are you
song.
Kidding? I had to come home and watch this as my daughter was tearing up on the couch.
It looks like Greg Warren's.
That's my girl.
Did you notice that he's completely off the beat?
Yeah.
Listening to a different song.
I was
song.
On it.
I thought he was having a fit.
In his defense, there's a slight delay from what you're seeing because of the
no,
TV.
No, no, no.
Exactly. Thanks, Christy.
I looked
through the glass. Yeah. Am I right? it was just pathetic. Hey, let's try it one more time, Greg. See if you can count it off. It's unbelievable.
Herky-jerky, erratic.
You're hearing a different song.
No, it's over, Greg. You don't have to dance anymore.
It looks like he's in pain.
For some reason, I'm going to take my epilepsy medication right now.
It's a really sweet song if you listen to it.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's got a great story.
Is it like American Pie where the whole thing is pretty much lyrics, or is there a big instrumental?
It's a lot of lyrics, and it's all about, apparently, her relationship with Jake Gyllenhaal. And
I don't care about any of that.
He messed her up.
So there's no long instrumental?
I don't think so.
He done her wrong.
He did do her wrong, apparently. She's still mad about it.
I'm with you not caring about it, Josh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that sports?
Yes, that's sports.
Well, if it's not, I mean, we're more than welcome to hear. Do you have another story?
No. Leave me alone.
How about Corey Seager signed for 10 years?
This is what you partner for.
Yeah. Wherever you go, whatever you do.
I literally woke up singing that this morning. I don't know why it was in my head, but... Thank you, Ben.
Christy.
Chick McGee, this is what you farted for. Thank you very much.
A Florida man was arrested after he allegedly sat on a woman in order to gain access to use gym equipment Thanksgiving morning. Yeah. According to an affidavit from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, a pair of sisters were using an exercise machine while the 78-year-old man, Robert Edward Dvorak, waited his turn.
How old?
78.
Wow.
Good for him. Authorities said the man then sat on one of the women to use the machine.
Why?
When the other woman told the man to get off her sister, he reportedly pushed the woman away. The 78-year-old now faces charges for simple battery.
That's a lunatic.
Mm-hmm. We got a mean old man here.
I guess he was a little impatient.
Sit on one of you gals.
Well, I'll tell you what. When he goes to
they
prison.
They paid to use a machine. they pay every day to use a machine. The fella won't let me use a machine. I won't came to use a machine.
Listen, old man, when you get to prison, you sit on somebody's face like that.
They got them machines at prison.
I think it's all free weights in prison, actually, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is?
I always thought they should put one of those... You know, those like test your strength hammer machines like they got at the carnival. You never see those in the gym.
No, you don't. You're right.
They should have one.
Yeah, you're right. Something practical.
Yeah.
Put it at the front. You hit it on the way in. You hit it on the way out. And if you didn't get stronger, you know, you get your money back.
You mean the sledgehammer thing that dings at the top?
Sure. Test your strength. Yes. The whole point of going to the gym is to get strong.
Greg, at my gym, there is sort of the carnival vibe. I have a trainer who's always trying to guess my weight. I hate it. I hate that game.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show. Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.